Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. We're so excited. So good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning to our Facebook familia that keeps growing and growing. Yes. We're so excited that you guys are part of our amazing family. Good morning, Butterfly of the Most High. How you doing this morning, sister? I'm so excited that you guys are tuning in today because you know what? God is talking about some good stuff. He always has in his word. We're just here to just blow a new wind this morning, right?
Yes.
So what would you like to say to our amazing sisters and brothers this morning?
Oh, good morning, everybody. First off, y'all should already have something to be grateful for this morning because the Lord woke you up.
Whoop.
You are here watching live. I see my dad. I see
a
few of my clients, Sharia, Stacy. Good morning. Papa Adam.
Oh, my God.
My dad, my Uncle Roger.
Uncle Roger!
Good morning, Mr. Stevenson.
Uh-oh. Y'all know what? Y'all make me want to sing this song. We are family. Yeah. I got all my sisters and brothers with me today.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's so powerful. It's, you know, it's nothing like support. There's power in support.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful, first of all, to your family to say, see the recognition and the support of your first total full 1 hour co-host, because you've been on the show before, but we just kind of blew a wind and introduced you to the whole world, being on this dimension of doing life in the kingdom with us and talked about your business. We'll talk a little bit about that today, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's make, whoa. We'll do a little wind, okay?
No workout stuff.
Yes, but I'm just so excited and thank y'all for tuning in and the power of love and support for Hope today. It's so important, you know, just showing up, you know, just going live and saying, wait, like the wave waves,
the love
and the heart. It's so important, you know, we want to really know where you guys are tuning in from today so that we can, like, just send our shouts out to your city, pray over your community. And that is so important that we come together because it's the teamwork that makes the dream work. And we are Team Jesus.
Yes,
we're on the winning team.
One body.
Hey, we've been winning for over 2,000 years. Okay, y'all. So just in case you woke up this morning and you just didn't feel no hope, I have a double portion of hope.
Hope is here.
Yes.
In the physical.
Yes. The hope that I woke up with in my heart and then the physical dimension of the amazing woman of God. So just everything you bring to this dimension, this complex, this life, this ministry. Yeah. So I'm so honored, but to God be the glory. So, you know, after we get all that love, that oozing love out the way for each and every one of us, we do want to take our postures today in the grace that God has given us to flow in this dimension of love. You know, he says in his word that it's the greatest thing. You know, when we wake up in love and just, you know, sometimes you can be loving people and just being present, you know, not just always having to say something, but just being present and showing up and just loving on people. It's so important that we really understand that because Jesus is the ultimate representative of love. He did everything he did for you and for me. It's because he loved us. And the word of God says it in John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave his only begotten son so that what? That you might have an everlasting life. You know, so you got to get glad about it because guess what? We're going to make a public service announcement and say, today is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. And guess what? Rejoicing is a choice.
Ooh.
You can choose to wake up and just complain and murmur and think about what you may want because I'm sure you have what you need because the Lord says he'll supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So that's enough, like Hope said earlier. If you up on the line this morning, that's just that all by itself.
That's something to be rejoicing about.
Yeah, just to be.
Somebody didn't wake up.
Come on.
Somebody didn't wake up last night. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. I mean, y'all.
That's right.
People are going left and right. They're here tomorrow. And,
yeah.
I mean, they're here, you know, yesterday, and then they're gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to be grateful for just life.
Yeah.
Life in general.
You know, just pray. Be mindful to pray for your neighbors. Pray for your neighbors next door. pray for your community. That's what it's going to take for us to be mindful. You know, you don't have to go out ringing the doorbell, laying hands, because this world is a little crazy, okay? But we can take our posture, because it's all about the heart.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And God honors our heart. He's the God of the heart.
Yes.
And I'm just so grateful. So today we have a great topic, and we want to encourage you guys not only to tune in, but to call in at our call-in number.
Yes.
And that number is 646-668-2247. So we are live on our blog radio this morning. And I do want to send my shout out all over the world today, because as I was going through the archives, home, I was looking at people all over the world that encourages us to say, just keep doing what you do. It's so important because it makes our day. And then they say, you and your crazy, the twin. A twin. Good morning, twin.
Yes. We love you, Laura.
Yes.
We miss
Good morning,
you.
Good morning, twin. We know that you are probably resting. I hope you're getting some sleep right now, because Laura, yes, everybody that knows Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High. Good morning to the Gigi and Leo.
Good morning.
Yes, that she is a major outreacher. She does outreach ministry. And yes, right now with the weather being cold, her heart is for the homeless, for the lost, the hurting. And she's doing that, 12 to 14 hours a night now. So it's kind of, we don't know how long it's going to last, but however long it lasts, hope got her back.
Yeah.
How about that? Yes.
Hope it's here.
So we just pray for her as she goes out into the community of the shelters and be about her father's business.
Yes.
So we salute you today, Laura Kelly.
Salute you.
Bam! And we love you, twin sister of the Most High God. And I got to send my shout out to Brother Ron Monroe. I was driving my car this morning and looking at the post. Now, y'all probably going to get on to me for that. Driving and looking at posts. Thank you, Papa Jack. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. We're just talking about life, y'all.
Yes. So I want to send my shout out to Brother Ron Monroe, because we just found out literally about a month ago that we have, it's not just twins in this dimension, it's triplets. Sister Karen Gale.
Hey.
So I hope you're watching this morning,
yes.
Sister Karen. But God gave us another duplicate. And then I was like, really, God, you did? It was already enough of those two. So Sister Karen Gill, so Laura did a post about the triplets. Brother Mark said three amazing angels. That was already beautiful. So Brother Ron Monroe comes behind him. He is so hilarious. I was cracking up. I thought I was going to lose my eyelashes in the car. And he says, Jesus' angels are way better and more powerful than Charlie's angels.
Hello. That's so true.
I love that. You are hilarious, Brother Ron, but thank you so much. So we're going to mount up on that mantle and just take that like you gave it to us, and we thank you for acknowledging that we are in the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's so powerful for man of God to speak that over women of God. You know, and then, but we received it. But it was funny too, because you got to know his personality, you know. So I'm just so honored. But we're going to get seriously set in this teaching today.
Ooh.
You ready?
Transparency in the church.
Transparency in the church. So the first thing we want to just acknowledge is that we're the church.
Yeah.
You know, I just believe that so many people get caught up in the Sunday dimension of going to the building, and you should go, because the word of the Lord says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves.
Right.
But the real question to the people of God is, what do you do on Monday through Saturday? How you living? How you looking? Are you looking like the church, or are you just blending in with the world?
Oh, come on.
We gotta check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, okay? Because the Lord also says that we have to be set apart. You know, and he also says that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And we have to look different. Not only that, the word of the Lord says that we should be the salt, and that we are the salt and the light.
Yeah.
So that sounds to me like a flavorful illumination, hope.
Yes.
And wherever you go, whether it's the bank, work, you should be looking different.
Yes.
You should be shining. You should be flavorful. And people should be saying, there's something about you, and it's who is in you. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why we're talking about this today, because we have to be transparent. We have to be containers of his glory, you know, and like the lightning bugs. Y'all know back in the day, I've been around the sun 60 times. Hello, I can say that. But back in the day, the lightning bugs was the thing. They was the thing to do as a kid. Man, we went the night time. Right, Papa Jack?
Catch them in the dark.
Come outside. And you would, like, go out and, oh, my God, the lightning bugs. And you would just do, I mean, really, you say, I saved my jaws. I already had my holes in the top. I had a strategy because it was so illuminative. You know, it's one of those things that then you, once you collected all the bugs, you put the grass and everything in there, and then you take them to your room at night. Right?
Uh-huh.
That was so cool. That's how we should look when we go out in this ever so dark world. We should be lit up, and the people would want to say, well, it's something about you. I want what you have. Or down a little bit so that hope can turn up, okay? You let her do what God is calling her to do.
Amen.
But today, good morning, my sweet sister, Netta Mosey Mitchell.
Netta.
So good to see you today. We are talking about transparency in the church. Y'all know what transparency means. Like this, it's transparent. You can see through it. It's clear. That's how we need to be looking. We don't need to be all stuffed up with the collars on, like we all of that, because we're people of God. I'm telling you, we all one day wake up from becoming murderers. We are, because it's all about the mind, and not just with a weapon or gun. We do it with our tongue.
That's right.
We judge people. We're supposed to be the church, and we're trying to say, you need to, if I was you, no, because you're not me. You just you and I'm just me. And we all have our different struggles. Some are greater than others. The people in the world's struggles shouldn't look like my struggles.
And that's why we should bear a fruit of kindness towards one another, gentleness, compassion. I know I'm probably stepping on some toes here, but you never know who is going through what, and you never know how a smile or just a friendly hello, hi, how are you? Asking people how are they doing?
Come on.
That can go a long way.
And that's in Galatians 5, if you want to know where to look for it at. Galatians 5, 22 through 24, I believe. Yeah. But anyway, Galatians chapter 5. As a matter of fact, read the whole chapter.
Read the whole chapter.
What'd you say, Bible? Read the whole chapter, Galatians, because it will tell you about the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
You know, and how we can obtain that. And I tell people all the time, you got to become a what, Papa Jack? You got to check it out, because in this season, you have to be careful, because the wheat and the tare are coming up together. And they looking alike. And then trust me, if you don't have a spirit of discernment, you're not going to know the real from the fake. And the Bible tells us that the prophets, the false ones, the real ones, I mean, he tells us the sheep and the wolves flow. He tells us about all of this stuff that's going on, but we just don't think that it'll happen to us just because. So you can sing the shout out. You got to be excited. You can do it. You can do it. Yeah,
I just want to give a shout out to Mama Linda.
Mama Linda.
I'll be visiting her church tomorrow night.
Awesome.
And my sister Isabel. We both go to church on Saturdays at Rescue Hill. Hi, Isabel. She has an amazing
time. Yeah, y'all should come whenever you're not at work or whatever. Come and be part of the studio audience here. It's so completely different, but we're grateful that you guys are tuning in. And please share the video so that, you know, I'm telling you, each one reach one. We have such a powerful tool here with this social media. It's such a great tool, and I just believe that, you know, a lot of people do use it for the wrong, but just we have to be concerned about what we're using it for. And if enough of us are using it for the right, that is our mandate to take over the airwaves, because Satan is, you know, he rules the airwaves, but we can take it back by force, you know. We really can. So we're just here to encourage you guys and thank you. So we're going to give you the scriptures this morning. Feel free to write these scriptures down and go back and read them so that you can hear what God is saying to you about transparency in the church. We're going to go to Psalms 139. Hallelujah. 23 through 24. So are you ready, Hope?
Yes, I am ready. Let's go ahead and pray before reading the word. Most gracious and heavenly Father,
thank
Lord Jesus,
Lord,
thank you for this day, Lord Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord Heavenly Father, that your spirit will increase in each of us, Lord God, and our flesh decreases, Lord Heavenly Father. We just ask, Lord Heavenly Father, to be the salt and the light of this earth, Lord God, sending flavor through the airwaves, Lord God, flavor through social media, Lord Heavenly Father, through our neighborhood, through our city, Lord Heavenly Father. Jesus, we just ask that you illuminate through us, Lord Heavenly Father. We just love you and give you so much glory and honor for being our Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So I am going to be reading out of Psalm 139, 23 through 24.
Yes.
And I am reading the King James Version.
All right.
So here we go. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of the everlasting.
Wow. See, that's the first place. You gotta deal with you first. Okay. You gotta get dealt with. Let the Lord deal with you first before you start. Because see, if we don't do that, we start to try to take the speck out of other people's eyes. We got a big telephone pole in our eyes. A toothpick versus a telephone pole. Now that means you can go about to knock me out. While you say you're trying to help me, right?
Yeah.
But you have your issues and struggles. I know I got mine. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand. That's why I love David. Because David was, he was radical, but he was real.
Yeah.
You can be radical, but please be real.
Yeah.
While you're being radical, because I love the King James, and I'm going to read the NLT version, where it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me. And know my anxious thoughts. Everything in me that offends you. See, that's what we don't know, is that all the stuff we got going on is so offensive to the Father. We do, but we don't know it because we too busy trying to get other people back. Silently, that means that we are throwing stones and hiding our hands. Come on, church. We got to start dealing with these issues that we have. And then we wonder why we can't fill up the churches or nobody's coming to come along and help glorify the things of God. Because, and we insult, even if they're not believers, they still could have a discernment and say, something about them people ain't right.
Yeah.
I'm not going over there connected. Come on, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
No, God can only move if you're honest with him. That's how I started my whole healing journey. And I'm still, you know, walking through my healing journey. Be honest with the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't be all like, I have joy, but yet you're bitter and angry on the inside. It's all like he can't replace the joy if you're, you know, walking different. So just be honest.
True.
You have to cast it up to him so he's able to fill you up.
It's true. It's true. And you know what? The one is Pastor Cole, Pastor Rick Cole. Welcome home, Pastor. While we get rain and thunder, he was on the beach. But okay, we ain't hating on you, brother. We excited. But we ready to get a plane ticket ourselves. Okay?
Yes.
But I want to conclude this this word where the Lord is really dealing with us on this. And I love it when, how that happened, and I promise you I turned my ringer off. Didn't I turn my ringer off? Or did I just vibrate? Okay, I just vibrated. Sorry. Okay. So, verse 24 is so powerful because I love 23 where he says, test me and know my anxious, point out everything in me that offends you and leave me alone. See, that's where we kind of get, we want to take the whole posse with us and God is really trying to get you alone on a path of an everlasting life. That's so powerful when we take the word. That's why it's good to have different translations to really open it up and see what God is saying to you. But search me, O God, you know, and I love it when David says in Psalms, you know, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me, you know, because we got some struggles, you know, and if we can be transparent and stop acting like we got it all together, because we don't. Every day we wake up, there's something different that we have to deal with in our own selves first, because y'all know every week I passed the test yesterday. I didn't want to slap nobody. Sorry. I did. I passed it. Lord, I made it through yesterday. Thank you. It's a new day. It's the truth, y'all. And it's probably because I was home alone. I'm just going to keep it 100.
It's solitude.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep it 100, Brother Frederick. Yes, Lord. But thank you for tuning in, guys. But I'm just saying, if we can keep it 100, because really people, see, that's that place, it's a thin line where you get set free from and God deliver you from just wanting to click on people. I mean, I'm not a violent person, but I will get you up off of my, okay, out of my space and my face and all of that.
Come on.
But, you know, but God will turn that around for good. And you can use every attribute of what you were created to do in the kingdom. You know, because listen, Jesus says the kingdom is for dollars, and the Bible is taken by force.
Uh-huh.
That part I have to keep under subjection, because I keep going there. And if Jesus did it, I can set off to Satan. Okay? But it's all good.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so hope you can always interrupt me and send me shouts out to your peeps, okay?
Yeah, my godmom in Cedar Hill is watching.
Well,
my
good
godmom.
Morning, godmom. Thank you for tuning
love
in.
You.
And you guys, please share the video today. It's going to be so. But, you know, I believe that God has such a great sense of humor. We are really all made in his image.
Yes.
We are. You know, we're all made in his image, and he wants us to just be who we are created to be.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be Hope, and Hope can't be me, and I don't even want to be Hope, but I want Hope to be Hope.
I don't want to be her. It's a big shoes to fill.
Oh, but she's coming, though. She's coming, though. We're pushing her off cliffs now. Can't y'all tell? And it's all in the yes.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi,
oh,
Nicole.
And she sent me a powerful text. I'm going to have to read it later on in the show.
So
powerful
sweet.
Text early this morning, and I was up too.
Well, thank you, Ms. Nicole, for your obedience today.
Yes.
As an encourager and encouraging your sister.
Yes.
It's so beautiful to do that. But, you know, God, you know, he's not going to turn you loose. He's just not going to turn you loose, you know. And when things keep coming up, you keep saying, you know, something told me. No, it wasn't something. It wasn't something. It was the Holy Ghost. You know, pulling on you, because God has need of you and he wants what's best for you.
Yes.
And he's not trying to take anything from you. He's trying to get something to you.
Yes, he's trying to add.
Yes. And that's what Matthew 6:33 says. That is, come on, y'all. Seek ye first the kingdom and, don't leave that out, his righteousness.
Yes.
And this is a promise that's attached to that. And everything else
will be added.
Will be added. Come on, y'all. So we're looking around in the earth and the world for stuff, and it's already there for us, but we're just not seeking him. We're not getting the right direction. We're not hanging out with the planner, because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, for he know the plans that he has for you and for me, but we go make some more plans. Okay? And then their plans don't work. And then we have the audacity to get mad at God.
Y'all, don't be like the children of Israel.
Hello? We do.
40 years.
Yeah, but you know what? If I can help somebody today, I just decided I don't want nothing that's not from God.
Oh, come on.
Because people, they give you stuff and then they want to repo it. Uh-oh, did I say that? Yeah, they want you to, if you don't do what they want you to do, they're going to repo it. And these be people of God, and I'm just talking about what God's talking about. You know, like Hope said, I'm stepping on toes. We're not stepping on toes. We're just talking truth. We're serving it on a platter today, and all you have to do is partake from it.
Yeah.
Because we do every day. That's what the Lord, he deals with me every day. I get a whooping sometimes with a switch.
Yes.
Just the Lord, he deals with me. But I want to be dealt with, because
yes,
I don't want to be the same person I was even yesterday.
Exactly.
I want to be even a greater version of who I am and what I was created to be. And the only way to do that is let the Lord do what he tries to do in me. And he got to take some of that old stuff out. Because remember, we are spiritual beings having natural experiences.
That's right.
You're just in this old fleshly body. And like Mama Dalis tell us, your struggle, trust me, is not people. It's your own flesh, the world, and the devil. Or the devil and the world. How do you
Yeah, come? Like it says in Romans, do not be conformed to the things of this world.
Come on,
be transformed by the renewing of the mind.
Come on.
Every morning.
Yeah.
Not just once a week, not just once a month, every morning.
Yes.
Every day.
And that's in Romans 12:2.
Yes.
Okay. Be ye. That's almost like I could hear the, y'all probably going to laugh at me, but this is just how God deals with me. I could hear the, y'all remember coming to America, Prince Joffy Joffa. Okay. It is King Jesus showing up, making an announcement in your life today. It's so true.
Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Sandra. How you doing this morning, woman of God?
They host a small group on Tuesdays and it's very powerful.
We're going to be praying for your group, Sister Sandra, that you would be able to be as effective as God is calling you to be. And as the people of God, listen, we're about to embark upon a new year. We can't be doing the same old stuff. We got to be ready for the new dimension, the new doors, the new people that God is bringing, because he has need of all of that. You know, we can't have these long ranger ministries, you know, within Tonto somewhere. We don't know. We can't. Yeah, we need a team.
Yes.
It's all about the team Jesus, though. That's why you got to be a fruit inspector and make sure you see some fruit, because if the fruit ain't there, the root is jacked up.
Yes.
And we're just talking about what God's talking about. So with that being said, we're going to roll to James chapter 5. Uh-oh, Papa. Uh-oh, Papa Jack. You probably know that already in your heart.
Is he there?
You know, he's Mr. D. He can teach you better than anybody I know. James chapter 5, verse 16. Woo! Come on now. Yeah, this is what's going to help us as the body of Christ. This is what we have to understand. This is what helps us. The iron sharpening iron.
Oh, this is good.
Come on now.
Yes. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Okay. So in the NLT, the word says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayers of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. That is so, I'm telling you, it's the power of prayer. It's the power of prayer. But what's so amazing here is where he says, confess your sins. Now, he already told us back here in Psalms 139 to search yourself, where God says, search me, O God, and know my heart and know my thoughts. So that's obviously the antidote of a successful leader for the people to the kingdom. It's almost like, you know how the ants, what we were teaching on the ants the last 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
And how they all follow each other and they're in unison. But we have to, as the natural people we are in the human sense, we have to confess our faults. Because we all have them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you think you got a perfect, what? Ain't none of us perfect. We all have issues and struggles.
Right.
Some are greater than others.
Yeah.
But that's why, just because, and you listen, it takes a lot of just staying running in the right place to not become go back to that old man, to what we used to be, cutting people, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not having a heart of flesh for the people rather than stone.
And that's why I have to give a shout out to Sandra's Tuesday night group. I mean, with Isabel and Sandra, like, those are my sisters right there. And we just, for us to be all around the same age and to have, you know, as young single women, you know, we have struggles and there's temptation out there, but it's
just
have that greater accountability for one another and just the love that Sandra pours into each of us and even, you know, the three of us together. I mean, it's truly amazing. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Come on now.
It's like a no condemnation zone.
Woo!
She does pour the truth into us and be all like, hey, you know, you might not want to do that. You might want to do X, Y, and Z, you know, next time that situation arises. So I just want to give, again, a shout out to Sandra Perez and Isabel for Tuesday night. Y'all are my sisters.
Beautiful.
I love y'all so much. And even like my spiritual parents, you know, my moms and dads out there, even my own father, and even you, Pastor.
Good.
Like, I just love the community that the Lord is surrounding me with, because I'm noticing, you know, even now that, you know, that the season that the Lord has me in with my discipline and my business and just being disciplined in my training and my eating, my circle is getting smaller.
But
even though I'm being invited to all these things, I just have to say no.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to get, you know, I got to get my quiet time with the Lord, or, you know, I have, you know, certain things that he has me working on.
Hallelujah. It's so powerful.
I love it.
And that's why in that, God finds a place to elevate you. He will elevate you through your obedience, because the word tells us it's better than sacrifice. A lot of people want to sacrifice and not obey, but he tells us it's better to obey than to sacrifice. It's better than, you know, and that's just so powerful. And because when we understand that, when we confess our sins to each other and pray for each other, fervently, so that we may be healed. You don't have to have an element in your body to need to be healed. We all need healing in our hearts. We need healing in our minds. And then we do need the physical so that we can stay strong. And that's why you get with Hope, so she can show you how to get your body right, bones right, neck right. Ooh, ooh. Oh, that's good stuff. Because last week, she had me doing stuff that I didn't even know I could do.
Oh.
Okay?
Y'all should have seen her on the
chest
press.
Oh, my gosh. I was like,
amazing.
I was like, girl. But she didn't put no weights on it. Thank you, Judy. Because the bar is heavy enough. I don't know if y'all know it.
Nicole is saying, Marlo's live verse right here. I kept hearing this as she was speaking. I want to share Psalm 45:7. You love justice. You love justice and hate evil.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, God has anointed you with the oil of joy above your companions.
Oh, wow. Amen. Nicole, thank you so much. And I received that. You know, the Lord is mounted me up on his mantle, and I've just graciously accepted and taken that, and I just want to be pleased into the box. You know, just like Hope said, we have to, when that happens, your soul gets really, really small. And I noticed that, you know, even though I'm not alone, I'm alone. But that just encourages me for you to really just be so obedient and speak that, because you know what? All I have is my joy right now.
Amen.
And it's so powerful. And I know people don't, and I find myself making excuses, like, I mean, you know, not to turn, you know, dumbing myself down, but just like, well, you know, I hope you took it that way. And God said, stop trying to clean it up. Stop trying to clean up the truth. Stop trying to clean it up, because they already know when they get in the car with you, a roll with you, you're going to give them the truth. And they know that. And if they're not ready to receive that, they need to get out your car.
Yeah. Come on.
It's just that simple. I like your chair. Okay? Or whatever they're trying to roll with you in, because I had that issue with my own sister. Thank you. This is just a testimony. That's why the word says confess your sins. Okay, so I went to go pick up my sister. This is my oldest sister one day. I think I shared this back at some show. I'm sure it's been today. And she gets in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And we go all the way to my mom's house, and we get in there, and you know, I'm like, good morning! Okay, I'm like, hello, hello, everybody, let's get crunk, let's like, yeah, and she's like, you're just too much. That's what she said to me. But see, thank God for my, the way I stand and how I'm pillared. That used to kind of knock me off my feet, and I'd get back up. No. But now, when she said that to me, I just didn't say nothing. See, that's what you got to learn. It's a learned behavior to just keep it shut. Don't say nothing, because see, God got to get the glory. Not you.
Yeah.
So we're riding in the car, and I don't say nothing. And then before you know it, she's saying, oh, you didn't go too fast. And then, see, now I found out I was a Mustang. And now I understand why I go fast, because the prophet told me that it's like super turbo speed is my life. Yes. So at that point, she says to me, but I want to be like that. But see, some people will come and they will try to offend you in who you are, and they really like who you are or love who you are, but they don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, receive that and acclimate in that, but then they want to get in your car
and really operate in that.
Yeah, so she hasn't been in my car no more. Hello. Because I'm not going to be there. So it's okay. And you still love the people. You love them. And you help them the best way you can. But you can't get in the car. Because I'm going real fast.
Come on.
Because I'm past the most fast. Okay? I'm going real fast. So, right?
I love you, Isabel. She said, I got emotional because God does have me in places I never thought I'd be. Love y'all.
You just keep running through the door, Isabel.
Yeah.
Because when God opens them, he's not just opening them. He's swinging them wide.
Yeah.
And you run in them, door after door after door. Because those
doors
can
shut.
Yeah, those are your doors.
Yeah.
And don't worry about what people say, because they're going to tell you going too fast. You move when God moves.
Yeah, come on.
And that's what's important. And then you just watch him mount you up. Like he says he'll do in Isaiah. He'll mount you up with wings as eagles. He will do that for you. So just be encouraged as God continue to do that. So I'm telling you, people of God, God is up to something. I don't know if y'all can feel it in the atmosphere, if you sense it or know it, but we have to get in position and get our posture to take our seat.
Oh,
come on.
So this is a good one. This is actually from Nicole. This is a text that I received from her at 4:36 this morning.
Okay, sure.
And this is just part of what she sent me. Shout out to Nicole Ashley. I love you, girl. You're my sister for life.
Thank you, Nicole.
But she said, the enemy knows that women are about to get free and be equipped and empowered, not just physical, but spiritually and emotionally too. There has been a lot of warfare on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the scriptures that came to mind was 1 John 4:4. I love that. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And then Joshua 1:9, be strong and be brave.
Come
be
on
true.
Now.
You
be
are
fearless.
Never alone.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. And that was for you, but I'm receiving it for me too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your obedience. See, it's that obedience. When God gives you a word, just move in it. You know, and then, you know, we stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And you never know what, because she don't even know what the Lord had spoke to you yesterday of the elevation.
No,
and that just kind of lines up with the place. Because the enemy will try to, he'll sneak in. He only can come after what God showed you and try to convince you to not move in it, to not walk in it. Because he'll tell you not good enough. He'll tell you everything opposite of what this word tells you. And then you'll line up with him, but really, we're our own worst enemy.
Yes.
We give him the glory, but it's really us. And we talk ourselves out the blessing. We talk ourselves out of all this stuff, out the right people, out the right husband, out the right wife. Well, I'm not ready. Well, the governor is to sit down and leave them people alone. If you're not ready, especially if it's people of God, and you're not really ready to walk that walk, go sit down. And don't go over to mess with that woman. And woman, don't go over to mess with that man.
Come on.
Leave them alone because you're not ready. And go over there and mess with them people that do that. Because that's what they're doing. They're not even rooted and grounded. And they want to be in and out and up and down. And we and over her. We're ready. We're ready for the, like Pastor Rick say, the kingdom person, the kingdom husband, the kingdom wife. We're ready.
Yes.
Yes, if you're not ready, don't sit down because that's how you get slapped. Did I say that?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on to 2 Timothy. Yes, to God be the glory. God is so good. This is some good stuff, y'all. Good meaty work. Good morning, Sister Cherie Huff. How you doing, beautiful? We miss you, girl. Yes, we miss you so much. Yes, 2 Timothy. Chapter 4, write these scriptures down, verses 1 through 5. Did I give them all to you?
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. Let's roll.
All right. Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Preach the word.
Preach, girl.
Be instant in season. Out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Come on now.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
That's it.
And shall be turned unto fables.
Which is lies.
But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist.
Come on now.
Make full proof of
thy your ministry. Good morning, Dr. Linda Emerson of the Most High. How you doing, beautiful woman of God? So listen, the work. So once you get all of this in the scriptures from Psalms 139 to James 5:16, see, once you get all this stuff out, this is when you can be effective in this place where 2 Timothy is talking. And I'm going to read the English Standard Version, the ESV. It says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Just preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Yeah, with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, which means they just want you to make them feel good, tell them everything they want to hear instead of the truth. Because one thing I do know about the Word of God, it's a two-edged sword, and you will get cut. Okay? And that's a good cutting because it's double-edged. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
So they'll have itching ears and will accumulate themselves teaching to their own passion, which means they will water the Word down to tailor fit it for their lifestyle so they can do what they want to do and say, you know, it's all kind of stuff. You have to be careful. The Word says that they will tailor it to suit their lifestyle and their own passion and will turn away from listening to the truth and wandering off into myths. As for you, believer, always be sober-minded, enduring suffering. Don't nobody want to go through nothing. You're going to go through something. That's how you can teach somebody else something.
Yeah, come on.
Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your own ministry. I've been there and done that, helping everybody else ministry. Come on, y'all. Why, they want to run off with the money. Hello, did I say that? Yes, I did, because it's the truth.
Yes.
Okay? And all we're here to do is let us point the people in the right direction. Because that's what an evangelist does. In the fivefold ministry, it's the apostle, it's the prophet, it's the evangelist, it's the pastor, and then it's the teacher. Okay? Because we're talking about transparency in the church. Transparency is attracted to the non-believer. Okay? We often have heard non-Christians say they don't want to go to church or accept Christ because Christians are those people who are hypocritical. Yeah.
Y'all, there's hypocrites everywhere. There's hypocrites at Walmart. There's hypocrites at Target. There's hypocrites at the gas station. So you're not going to go to those places too because there's hypocrites?
Yeah. Yeah. But
like she said, you have to be a fruit inspector.
Yeah.
And
what,
really,
but true. But what's so funny is, as a sure fact, this is a fact. It's always going to be in the church because sin's going to always be in the church. Because you know why? Because we sinners.
Right.
We are. Saved by grace. Woo! Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. I can say if the church was perfect, if we had a perfect church, well, after I came, it became imperfect because I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
So there's only one perfect one. That's Christ Jesus, who is to return again and return very soon.
Yes.
So listen, we're the church, you and me, whether we're in Walmart or at the mansion here, because he said, well, two or three are gathered. There's four of us up in here. The church is here. Whether it's in your car. Did you know that you could have a church in the car?
Yes.
I mean, the Holy Ghost will show up in the car. And you got to pull over.
Done it plenty of times.
Hello! Yes, because guess what? The Holy Spirit is within you.
Yes.
Do you know that when you leave the church, the Spirit leave with you? Now, you can have a residue that resonates in the house of God. So people can feel that anointing
right
when they walk in. But the Holy Ghost, it's in you.
Yes.
And wherever you're going, that's where the Holy Spirit goes.
Right.
So we have to be mindful that we're the church, and wherever you are at that point, that's where the church is. Not just the building, people. So I think we get so caught up on these buildings and how big the church is and the building.
Yeah.
And then you can have a big, beautiful building, and that's called the Cosmo. Because you're getting in the cosmetic portion of what the building looked like. That's a whole nother teaching because we are deep teachers here. And make sure you're rooted in a teaching ministry.
Yes, Bible-based.
Yes, please get rooted in to be taught something. Because, you know, and not to knock any church or pastor or nothing. Because some preachers preach to where they didn't bring so much you can't hear nothing. Now, I'm just telling the truth. And then people go out the same way they came in
yeah.
and have no change And every week you go into the house of God collectively, you should leave different from the way you came. And if you're not leaving different, you better check yourself. You better figure out what is going on. Why am I still the same person? And I'm telling you, 40 years later, I've seen it with my own eyes and heard it with my own ears that people come into church 50 years and just be full of hell.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Lord, I mean, I got to be quiet on that. But
it's really sad.
It's just the truth. And see, once we deal with the truth, that's how we become free. And that's how we stay free. Okay? Because we share our struggles. Okay? When we share them, this is the part we were talking about in not only Timothy, but when we were talking back here in James, where it says, confess your faults. When we share. And then back here in Psalms, where it says, search me, O God, and know my heart and know my thoughts. When we share our heart, this is how we help people, okay? This is how we help them right here. It says, when we share our struggles, it enlightens the non-believer to a reliable stage in their heart, okay? Reliable and relatable. They can then relate to you, oh, well, we just thought the church is full of perfect people. No!
No, never.
We're not perfect. We're struggling every day. I'm struggling right now just to drive home and go to sleep. Yeah, we struggle every day. But we can be relatable when we begin to share our heart and say, hey, that happened to me. So that's why we make it through what we make it through, y'all, so we can help others in their hearts to feel and know that they fit. And then, the church is full of misfits. We're all misfits.
Right.
Because otherwise they will feel as believers that we are better than them and that their struggles are less than, you know, more than our struggles. But we all have struggles.
Right.
They may not be the same, but we have them.
Amen.
So what do you have to say about this?
Yeah, so that's why, I don't know, for some of you who follow me on Facebook, that's why I'm like starting to begin to post some of my fitness photos and just the transformation that I've had over the last few weeks, because I struggle. Sugar is my weakness. I love sugar. And I've gained weight here and there, you know, but, you know, it's not necessarily like in a bad thing, but, you know, it's just, you know, I post the transformation photos so others can see, including my clients, you know, like, yeah, like I'm walking this journey with you. It may not be the same weight goal, or it may not all look the same. I know that, you know, I have a client that struggles with salts and chips and that sort of thing, you know, so we all struggle in some kind of area,
right.
You know, have some kind of craving that creeps up on us in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe, you know, that I share my journey with my clients so they know, you know, like I'm in this journey with you too. I have my own struggles. I have my own things that I fight against. I have things that I have to rebuke, you know, but it's just all about really having that, just being transparent with myself,
mm-hmm.
for one, being transparent and mm-hmm. real with God and where I'm at, and be like, okay, Holy Spirit, like come in, like meet me halfway.
Yes, Lord.
Get through this together, because I know like his strength is going to take over. His power is going to take over. And I love it that he's my supernatural trainer.
Yeah.
And
yeah. You know, Hope, that's so true, because even in my transition, you know, and that's why even now that we're talking about this, I want to say thank you to Hope for coming along in the journey and taking me to the next level, you know, in my weight goal. And I would totally, for the whole world, I can blow a trumpet right now and tell you that I completed my 30-pound journey. I actually have lost 33 pounds. But
yes.
What I did was I had to get with the Holy Spirit, the creator of who I am. And he knows me better than I know myself. And I had to really partner with the Holy Spirit. And I asked the Lord to show me and to help me, because I tried everything. I tried the Oprah. I tried the Jenny. And they didn't work for the Marlo. Okay? And I, you know, and I just didn't, I refused to really, me personally, go with this word, the diet.
Yeah.
I refused to do that because it's too close to die. It's just put a T on it. Okay?
Yeah.
What I wanted to do was do something for life that I could do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got busy just humbling myself. And remember, I think I told you guys I had to slay the sugar demon, the coffee demon. So I went into warfare with my own self, the flesh. The flesh. It want what it want, and it would tell your spirit to lay down. And sometimes the spirit go lay down, and the flesh will stand on top of the spirit. I'm trying to tell y'all what I know. But we are spiritual beings having natural experiences. And when you get that concept, your spirit man is greater than the flesh man. And then you have that's how you become a conqueror. Okay, so in the journey, and then there's people like Dr. Ortiz, Brianna, and Hope. I'm just so grateful that they could partner with me, or I could partner with them, and they helped me in this journey. And I reached my goals, and now I'm trying to get a little buff. I'm trying to work it out. And, you know, that would tell you, because he's fixed, you can't do that, but he's a liar.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Amen.
And I'm going to do it. And as a matter of fact, I added on another day of my training. Hello.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, you shall supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and you will create provision for me to take care of this physical, because this is her business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because we do life together, and that's another thing that people get twisted. Just because we people of God and we in business, this is how we eat every day. Do you go to your job and expect your boss to give you give him your free time and they don't give you no check? We don't do that. We have to make sure that we take care of our own.
Yeah.
Exceedingly abundantly. That's what I love about Mama Dalisa. Even when she paid for the class, she encouraged me, don't just pay for the class, go above and beyond.
Amen.
Tip the lady. Yes. No, really, y'all. This is real talk. I pray that this encourages you, because listen, iron sharpen iron.
Amen. Yeah, and that's why I'm so grateful for my business, which is Hope Fit. I am a personal trainer, but mainly, y'all, the Lord's just using me as a vessel. He's using me in the physical realm.
Hallelujah.
Just to bring more people hope and to build on their faith, and just to help love on them right where they are, and just to help build them up, not only just physically, but also spiritually and mentally as well. So that's my business.
It's so encouraging.
Yeah.
It's so encouraging. Good morning, Trisha.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about you.
Hi, Trisha.
Sanctuary. Miss you, girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, we just have to understand that this opens the door and the floor to our repentance. It's so important that we learn that. And it's not all about just crying out to God, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, and throwing all up. No. It's just turning toward God and going the right way, doing the right thing. And we, too, will grow deeper in our faith.
Amen.
This so that it gives us the opportunity for the Lord to use and trust us in many more dimensions of his kingdom work. Right?
Yes.
Because we are all nothing without Christ, y'all. We are only something because of Christ.
That's right.
That's it. Or because of our own righteousness. Hello. Come on, y'all. Not because of our good deeds, either. It's only because of his grace.
Amen. Trisha says surrender.
That's it, sister. Wave the white flag.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
And my dad says you got to give to get. Amen.
Come on. And that's it right there. And that's that Luke 6 and 38 too. Is it Willis? That's it, Brother
yeah.
Willis.
Yeah.
So listen, let me tell you. That Luke 6 and 38 is so powerful, where the word tells us with the same measure first of all, he says give and it shall be given. And that word shall in the Greek means take place, shall be given unto who? Unto you. Good measure.
Press down.
Shake it together and run it over. Shall men give into your bosom. Okay, but you got to get into that real study of that and see what God is talking about when he talks about the measure and how it's given. And I always, when I think about that scripture, Brother Willis, I'm in the kitchen at the store job. Well, I hope you're set free yet. But, and guess what? For 6 months, I didn't buy no sugar. I didn't even go to the sugar jar. But I teach from the sugar jar.
Amen.
And yeah, because everybody that fills up their sugar jar, what do? We press it down.
Yeah.
We shake it, and we put more in it.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. And that's what God is telling us. That's how his blessings will run us down and overtake us.
Amen.
He's the way maker. We trying to make it happen, and it's already finished. Did
Amen.
He say that?
Yeah.
It's finished. And guess how long it's been finished? Over 2,000 years. So we have to understand that we are working from victory, not to victory. Woo! It's so powerful to know that. And we're going to roll in our last scripture of the day in Ephesians 2. Write this down. Verse 8 through 9. Because we were just talking about we are who we are because of God's grace. So this is what the word of the Lord reads.
By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Come on. It's just that simple. By grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself.
Yeah.
So if you think you're doing something, you got to go back and understand it is truly a gift of God. It is. It's not by what you do, but we do have to walk it out.
That's right.
When we're called to it, we got to walk it out, guys. We really do.
Because faith without works is dead.
It's a rhythm there. Get your rhythm this morning. Get your rhythm and understand you can do it all through Christ. He can show you how. He'll show you when to go in. He'll show you when to come out. He'll show you when to be quiet. And that part is real, real serious. Because a lot of us be talking when other people talking. When you talk when they talking, you ain't hearing nothing.
Yeah.
It don't work like that. Learning how to do that. And how do you be a radio host, TV host, and a talk show host and be quiet? Well, I can do it through Christ. Because he's showing me how to do that.
Amen.
You know, and then my thing is if I'm going to talk, I want to be talking about something. I want to be talking about truth, something that can be effective, that, to make an impact, that can help someone, because we are the body. When you get to talking about something you don't know about, you're just giving an opinion.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, we're giving an opinion,
right.
And then we have to stay away from them people that say, if I was you, you're not. That takes me when Jesus rebuked Peter. I'll be like, wait a minute. You are not me, and I am not you. It's not even possible. So why are we having this conversation, right?
Yeah.
So that's just the truth of the matter. And when we deal with the truth, that's how we not only get free, but that's how we stay free, church, because the body of Christ is struggling. And just be yourself. Let the Lord use you. Let him clean you up. Every day it's a new dimension of getting clean.
Yeah.
Because we got to renew our mind daily. That's why he said we have to die daily. He's talking about up here. Because there's no way you can die daily in your body and die daily and then come back and die again. Jesus, come on, y'all. So we have to understand that this is our mandate. We have to stay transparent. We have to be relatable to people and stop trying to be in the clouds and walking on clouds, because that's never going to happen.
No.
And that's why it says it's not by your works that any man should boast. We just want to get all the glory, and we ain't done nothing. We gratefully graced to wake up today. So I just encourage you guys to continue to tune in. I pray with this word, and you wrote the scriptures down. And I want to say thank you to Hope for being here today. She'll be here the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Our Lord will be busy, and this is a place of growing for her, because God is doing some great things. Her life and her ministry, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
I'm humbled. This is such an honor. I told her yesterday, I was like, it's like I'm going to be co-hosting next to Oprah.
I was like, you know what you said? I hurt my dad. But, you know, we got greater things than Oprah got. Yeah, we got greater things than Oprah got, because Oprah a little lost. She'll know what we know. Can I say that? Because we're already kingdom there. She's a billionaire, but I'm a kingdom there. Hey! Thank you,
Lord.
Yes. So to God be the glory, you know. And I was telling Hope, I got real cheerful when she said that to me yesterday, because my dad told me that years ago, that that's where I was going to be. But this is what he was prophesying into my life. He didn't know the fullness of it, because all that was happening then was over. But hey, what? So we just want to encourage you guys to continue to love on one another.
Yes.
You know, iron sharpens iron. Be the encourager. And just, you know, be who you're called to be in this season. And remember, transparency creates accountability.
Exactly.
And be accountable to to the things of God and to the people of God. It's so important that we learn to do that and learn to serve people. Learn to serve.
Yeah.
And just be a blessing because we bless. We bless to be a blessing. So I want to say thank you to the GGs for always showing up in my life Monday through Sunday. Y'all just that, boy, I tell you, God, when God bless you and open the door for you, would give you some parents like that, you can break dance every day.
Amen.
Yeah, that's something to break dance about. And good morning, Anna Marie Jackson. How are you, sister?
Good morning. Yes. Thank you to everybody who tuned in and watched. I mean, this live will be up so you can continue to watch it. Share it, share it, share it.
Yeah.
So we can go ahead and just, like, get God's word out.
Yeah, So to God be the glory. Thank you. And I always forget to put our Zelle information on it. This ministry is a blessing to you guys because everything we do in this whole dimension is very expensive. And whatever, you know, the Lord puts on your heart, feel free to do that. So I'm going to go back and edit the post and put that information up there for those of you that are encouraged through this Mornings at the Mansion ministry. We've been doing this for almost a decade.
Amen.
And by his grace and mercy, and we show up every Tuesday morning, rain, sleet, or snow.
Yep.
So I just thank God for you guys tuning in, and we just thank you for the hearts and the thumbs up and the likes and the encouragement and just, you know, back and forth.
Interaction.
It's so important. And I just want to say thank you to our new family with Hope for tuning in and being a part of pushing us.
Yeah.
Because, listen, we need you as much as you may need us.
Yeah.
Trust me, we do. It really helps us. It encourages us every morning to, and not just every Tuesday morning, but this, you know, once we leave this platform, we have to have an ear to hear God for the next Tuesday.
Yeah.
It starts like right when we step down. It don't just start Monday for Tuesday. It starts Tuesday for the next Tuesday. And that's really important that you understand that. So whatever God is calling you to do, be about the Father's business and just love on someone today. So until next Tuesday morning, at 10 a.m. And just know that we love you guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
Hallelujah.
Great show.
Oh, Mama Darlene, thank you, Papa Jack, so much for your amazing love. And always, and Leo, thank you, Leo. Leo, you are more separate